It was day two of tense testimony, and Cahill grew prickly after 2 hours on the witness stand. Assistant Attorney General James O'Brien cross-examined Cahill, asking him why he authorized $2 million taxpayer dollars in ads for the state lottery, at the same time as he consulted with strategists about boosting his 2010 gubernatorial campaign. Cahill ran as an independent. He said he approved ads to defend the lottery against critical ads from the Republican Governors Association.
You recall that as the RGA ad that came out in July of 2010?
Based on what I've seen here, yes.
Okay. Is it fair to say that there's absolutely no mention at all of the lottery in that RGA ad?
Not specifically.
Well, even non-specifically, is it?
It said I made the budget a mess. That was referring to some of the spending at the lottery. It could be inferred.
With casually sloped posture, Cahill said he and lottery executives were not focused on his reputation, but the lottery's brand and a perception of hurt sales. But O'Brien also pressed Cahill on his involvement in editing the ads.
Didn't you edit out of the radio ad any reference to the lottery? Just direct your attention to where in the first one it says, Tim Cahill saved our schools. And what if you, when you revise it and edit it, you take schools, you take lottery out and replace it with something else?
Schools?
So you edited the lottery out of your own ad?
Well, it said Tim Cahill saved the lottery.
Did you edit the lottery out of your own radio ad?
I edited the line, Tim Cahill saved the lottery, and replaced it with Tim Cahill saved our schools.
Prosecutors continued to imply that Cahill reached into the pocket of the lottery to help his struggling campaign.
I believe that the lottery was always going to be something that we talked about. I wasn't going to run away from it.
Well, didn't the focus groups change your view of how important and how much the campaign was going to connect you to the lottery?
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, again, I think we were always going to use it as one of the three areas of success and problem solving that I'd had. It was always something I was going to defend.
Cahill, his attorney, and family declined to talk to reporters as they left the courtroom. The judge gave the jury Monday off, and closing arguments will begin Tuesday. Cahill is facing up to 5 years in prison if convicted. Ann Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.